listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. The UN has handed down its assessment of the Great Barrier Reef, recommending it be added to the World Heritage in Danger list. It's the second time the recommendation's been made. A report has found mass bleaching and water acidity threaten the future of the reef, in trouble and under threat. It's wanting both state and federal governments to step up. An energy relief package is expected to be announced in the coming weeks. It'll reportedly include temporary price subsidies. It comes as electricity is expected to increase by 56% over the next year. Economists are reacting to the RBA governor's apology for an outlook that said rates wouldn't rise until 2024. Philip Lowe says the forecast was based on other conditions not changing. Ryan Felsman from ComSec says it's definitely caught first home buyers by surprise.
We've now seen 7 rate hikes since May. That may be, of course, due to the fact that they didn't expect inflation to lift to close to 8%, which they're now forecasting by year end. So there has been an apology from the Reserve Bank governor for those people that took out a mortgage on expectations that rates wouldn't rise until 2024.
And croc wrangler Matt Wright is expected to depart for Darwin today after NT police issued a warrant for his arrest. The TV star who moved to Queensland is understood to have been in Sydney meeting with his lawyers. He has until tomorrow morning to hand himself in. It follows a fatal helicopter crash that claimed the life of a cast member. He was not on board. Brazil sealed their place in the last 16 at the World Cup, a late goal, enough to squeeze past Switzerland this morning.
Little touch through Casemiro! Brazil celebrates again.
On SBS there, Ghana edged South Korea 3-2. Cameroon battled back from 2 goals down to earn a 3-3 draw with Serbia. While the Socceroos prepare to face Denmark on Thursday, as long as France beats or draws with Tunisia, we just need to draw with the Danish team to get through to the next stage. No major curveballs thrown in the AFL draft last night. The Giants selecting key forward Aaron Cadman with pick 1 as expected, while Kangaroos snapped up at powerful mid George Wardlaw and Harry Sheezel, who became the first Jewish draftee in this century.
I'm so grateful to North Melbourne for giving me this opportunity. I think it's the club's in really good hands now with Clarko.
The Lions matched a bid from North for father-son recruit Will Ashcroft. The Bombers knocked back offers for pick 5, taking Oakley Chargers on baller Elijah Sartis.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.